And once again, you are now listening to the All the Fly Kids Show, where the cool, calm, connected talk straight, no chaser. I am Geronimo Knows, urban culture and lifestyle enthusiast, reform blogger, turned full-time interviewer.
Hey, what up? This is Backpack Matt, engineer, overall creative. Shout out to Fairground, shout out to All Fly Kids, shout out to Full Service Radio.
We have a special guest in the house today. We worked together back in our Rock Creek Social Club days, and I've watched him grow from his time coming back home from Boston College to where he is now, all the way at Red Bull and through Trelectro and everything. So today's guest is Modi Oyewole. Did I say that right?
Yeah, pretty good. You know, I grew up here. I went to school in Boston. I lived in New York, lived in Portland for almost 2.5-3 years. Lived in L.A. Honestly, I'm just a sponge. You know, I just want to go everywhere, soak everything up. Because I think growing up here, like, you know, growing up with Nigerian parents, being born in D.C., raised in Maryland, going to a private school in the city, coming to D.C. every day since fifth grade, you know, I got to see so many different worlds playing sports. That's where I think I started really meeting, like, a lot of black kids. It was hooping and playing soccer. And, like, just having those, and then going to all-white school or predominantly white school, having all of those different types of people growing up, you know, it made me kind of really adaptable. I could translate to kind of whoever for the most part. For me, I've always been into, like, emerging talent. Whenever CD burners came out, my hustle was, let me make people mixes for $7, burn you a straight CD for $5, right?
The same thing,
right? And then, like, people wanted 10 songs, and I would add, you know, the 74 minutes on the CD, I add 7 more songs and fill it up with shit that I thought was tight. And that's how I got into music exploration. Like, and when I was 17, 18, I was interning at my homie's studio, sleeping on his couch at night. And he was working with Drake at the time, but Drake wasn't Drake. Drake was just a dude on MySpace that just fit, was rapping up Degrassi. And he used to call me and be like, yo, we need some more music, we need some more music. And my homie, Bushra, he was not, like, he's just a prodigy, but he's not good with talking with people. So he was like, Modi, can you help me? So I was the middleman, learning how to produce, but also middleman between sharing music. And that was where I started to be like, yo, I have an ear for this. Like, I know dope beats. I giving Drake beats.
So you got some production credits.
This was like
I got some alley-oop credits. No production.
You put a lot of people on Today and Night by Kid Cudi, right?
Like, I did. Champion. We had him. That was the first when we started. So DC to BC was, before it was a blog, it was a radio show. And early, we didn't really know what we were doing, but when I was interning at Def Jam, I had heard this song on MySpace. It had like 71 plays a day, and I was just like, I reached out. I was like, yo, I think this is crazy. Like, we need to figure out a way to, like, work together, get you on a radio show. Cudi hit me back like, yo, I'm with it. Straight up. Emerging talent's always been my thing. You know what I mean?
What is the role of the blogger now? Has it been kind of consumed into these major companies like Apple, Spotify, to just be middlemen and middlewomen to kind of curate different things? Like, you're closer to the ground level of that in terms of what's really going on. How do you feel about the current state?
I mean, I think it's cool, honestly. Like, I'm just happy I'm still around. I'm not phased out yet, you know? For me, a lot of my friends that blog, either like my man Jacob from Pigeons and Planes, he's now absorbed by Complex, and that's his lane, and they can do a lot under that kind of platform. My homegirl Jane Shin, shout out to her. She used to work at SoundCloud, now she's at Spotify, but she's always been a writer, you know, and now she's writing for Spotify. So that's kind of, I feel like there's, you know, and I know people that are putting together, like Carl Cherry from Apple, putting together playlists. You know, it's, I think things are just evolving.